You're now standing on the only, pedestrian-only, bridge in the City of London, and it's known to most people as either the Harry Potter Bridge or the Wobbly Bridge. Firstly, because it was destroyed by Death Eaters in the sixth Harry Potter film, and for more on that topic, continue taking our guided Harry Potter tour, or our self-guided Harry Potter audio guide. And then secondly, the Wobbly Bridge, because of problems with the bridge when it was completed in the year 2000. As soon as the Millennium Bridge was opened to the public on the 10th of June, and people began to cross, the entire bridge started to wobble and shake. This problem should have been foreseen, as another bridge in the city, the Albert Bridge, has a sign dating from 1873 warning marching ranks of soldiers to break step while crossing, owing to the dangerous swaying. Pedestrians crossing a bridge with a lateral sway have an unconscious tendency to match their footsteps to the movement, unintentionally exacerbating the movement of the bridge, the exact problem that happened here. This meant the bridge was closed almost as soon as it opened, and it took another 2 years and a further £2 million to finally stabilize it, meaning the Millennium Bridge was actually only properly opened in 2002. The design of the bridge is the creation of Arup Foster and Partners and Sir Anthony Caro, with a total length of 1,066 feet or 325 meters. Comprised of three main sections which span just 4 meters or 13 feet wide and supported by 8 design suspension cables, the bridge is intended to look like a blade of light. Do you think they met the brief? Cross the bridge and head to the large building ahead of you with the brick chimney. This is the Tate Modern, your next stop. When you get to the end of the bridge, stop at the platform where you're facing the museum and play your next clip.